Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hammer Down on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush. And a few weeks ago, I published this question on LinkedIn and said, I know there's companies I don't know about because supply chain is huge. So who should I be talking to? And very enthusiastically, I got this response that said, oh, man, I'd love to join you. And then like half the world liked her post saying, yeah, you got to have her on. She's brilliant. She's Tia Parks. Tia, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me. I am stoked to be on this Hammer Down podcast.
Well, thank you. So, Tia, let's get right into it. Who do you work for? What do you do? What's your background? All that stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great question. So, as you guys know, I am Tia Parks. I am with PCS Software. We work in the supply chain in the logistics system, providing a transportation management platform to carriers, brokers, shippers, giving them all they need in one solution.
All right. I love what you just said. And now I got a question the heck out of it, right? So, generally speaking, and, you know, if I think about it, it's a trucking company looks around and says, we need an operating system that helps us identify where our trucks are, where the goods we're moving are, helps collect paperwork, maybe connects into billing to make everything a little bit easier so that when a load is completed, the system fires off a note and says, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Shipper, here's how much you owe me. Yeah. Brokers often have a TMS that does something similar, but that's, you know, so they can aggregate information from a bunch of different trucking companies. And then usually shippers have their own thing on the side. You're offering that whole complete software. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
All right, cool. And what's the reception been? What are the coolest bells and whistles that make you appropriate for basically the entirety of the supply chain as opposed to one of those, you know, trucker, shipper, broker segments?
Absolutely. So our software has the carrier side where you can dispatch the load, manage the accounting, the safety and maintenance. And like you said as well, we offer the broker side where you can broker out those loads, connect to different load boards, manage the operation on the accounting side, invoicing, as well as the shipper side, tracking visibility, bidding on those, sending out those loads to bid on, different things like that on the shipper side. So we deal with all of the industry supply chains as well. So on that side.
Okay. Now, bear with me if this is a silly question. Yeah, no. So if I'm a trucking company and I'm thinking to myself, okay, I need an operating system to run my company. And then that operating system turns around and says, hey, we got a bunch of shippers using our platform where you can seamlessly connect. Does that make you a competitor to the same trucking companies? Are you going after the same business?
No, we're not going after the same business. We are providing the software for those business on the back end of the operations. So we don't provide any of that information or go against the competitors with that. We give them the operating tools to run that logistics side.
All right, perfect. And Tia, what I think of TMS, you know, obviously there's going to be track and trace. There's going to be document management and upload, right? Like you can't, and this is sort of table stakes for any TMS. Like, can you tell where your stuff is? Can you get me, you know, POD? Can you simplify all that process? What are the coolest, what are the things about PCS that really get you excited or that your customers are like, oh, this particular module, bell whistle, whatever it might be, really moves the needle for y'all?
Absolutely. Great question. So there's a lot of things that come to my mind with that question. The first thing I want to say is the all-in-one accounting software. So that differentiates us because you're able to do all the features and functions as QuickBooks or things that you would do on other operating systems for your accounting. Well, our system, it gives you pop-ups and notification signals to maintain the operations from the accounting, the safety and maintenance, the driver compliance. It gives you all type of alerts to move you through that process smoothly.
Okay. And Tia, what is your role with PCS? What do you do on a day-to-day?
I'm just a nobody. I'm joking. I am a senior sales account executive here at PCS. Been with the company a little over 5 years. Seen the operation side, taking care of customers on the support end as well. So kind of going between all of those, but on the sales side.
Okay. And what were you doing before PCS?
I worked at Ocean Freight. So doing Ocean Freight as well.
Okay, gotcha. So you've been at it for a while, 5 years of PCS, prior to that, some time at Ocean Freight. What's been the coolest thing, or what's been the most unexpected thing you've kind of seen along the way getting into supply chain? Because, it's not a field a lot of people jump into.
The most unexpected thing that I would say I've seen is the industry increased during COVID. I was so shocked at how many companies were built, how many things were still going on and managing, and the success during that downtime of the world had the biggest impact on so many other industries. But that's the, I could say, the time of the industry for the logistics and supply chain that took growth. I've seen so many, we were still running, trucks were still going. It did not stop the industry. So that was a big shock for me. And, during that time of stress in the world, we held it down and we didn't give up in the supply chain world.
Yeah, I can't agree with that more. We have this saying in PR and marketing, never let a good crisis go to waste, and that was really like, I think for a lot of folks, I think the pandemic kind of shined a light on our industry that may have far-reaching consequences, right? Like all of a sudden, supply chain became a really interesting thing when there's 110 vessels off the coast of LA Long Beach, and you're like, what are you going to do with that? People started to look around and say, oh my God, am I going to have food on my table? Is the order I is the shirt I ordered from Amazon going to arrive on time? And it really kind of cast a light on like what we do for an industry. I don't know about you. For the first time in my life, my mom actually knew what I did, which is kind of cool.
I wouldn't say the grandparents yet, but the mom definitely.
Understood entirely. Yeah, it's been a really like, it was the pandemic to me was crazy because there was such wild swings, and we really haven't seen normalcy over the past 5 years. And I think looking at it, we're looking at another 3 years of potential wild swings and everything. If I think about kind of the PCS and where you're growing, I think there's a tremendous opportunity there because of misalignment. Can you kind of talk about what it's like to approach a shipper and say, hey, we're going to remove a bunch of friction for you?
Shippers are definitely big in the industry. They have their own plants and their own warehouses and your manufacturers. I would say on the shipper side, we approach them by helping them empower efficiency and driving success. A lot of their shipments are scattered. They're, untraceable. They don't know how to put it into the truck or how to maintain it to build those different mileage and gain visibility and route the shipment. So our system does help with a lot of that, like route optimization and different things like that. So approaching a shipper, definitely just trying to, figure out what they're doing, how they're doing it. Are they doing it manually? Are they having a lot of spreadsheets that are everywhere and trying to maintain? Or are they just trying to automate their process through load tendering and that route optimization as well? So that's how I would approach a shipper to say, hey, let me help you scale that and build more with less, in the industry.
You touched on one of my favorite challenges just now. That I think, like everybody else, there are lots of folks that I tend to look up to or admire. And there's a woman named Haley Pavone who she was on Shark Tank. She built this brand of like high heel shoes where you can take the heel off and change the heel, whatever. And but as she's built this company in public, she's kind of shared out a lot of the challenges she made or ran into, with supply chain, with tariffs, with how do I get goods, with what's it like to go source from another country, what's it like to move goods. And I think if nothing else, it's been instructive for me that even entrepreneurs that look like they have their stuff together can really jump in and be completely over their head when it comes to logistics, supply chain, et cetera, to remove some of those hurdles, to make that a little bit easier, to make it even understandable. You talked about smart routing, and I think most people in trucking understand, hey, look, if I can batch freight from one place to another, if I can, take a load from point A to B, pick up a load at point B, take that to point C, and then get home, you're getting more efficiency from the truck. Whereas a shipper is just like, where's my stuff? And I think that education curve is really critical. That's a cool thing you guys are offering.
Yeah, absolutely. You hit it right on the nail, Mike. That is absolutely correct.
So, Tia, what made you want to get into this crazy industry we work in?
I know, right? It's so crazy. It's unpredictable, but it's so fun. I can say that the people from the operation side to the owners, they all have one goal in mind. And that one goal is to be successful, to deliver on time, and to make money. So it's like, why not? Everyone is so smart. They have a goal in mind. And I just love the culture of the trucking industry. It just warms my spirit. You know, it just warms my heart that everyone is so open to the industry and all have the same goal in mind as well.
Cool. So along those lines, I struggle to come up with the right way to ask this, but like, as a little kid, I never thought, oh, I want to go work in trucking. What was that moment for you that said, oh, there might be something really cool here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I still think about this, and I have a daughter myself, and this is one of the questions that she asked her mother. You know, she's six, and she says, you know, tell me about what you do. And it, you know, I'm like, maybe I should go speak at their school or something. We actually also put our software in a university as well. So we teach other students how to manage and be successful with software in the trucking industry as well. But one thing that I would say to someone after a kid or even my child is never give up on your dreams. There's always a successful way to grow in the logistics, even if you're a dispatcher, from an owner, operator, a driver. There's always room to grow and become better. So that's what also brought me as a kid. And you always would see those trucks on the side of the highway or on the highway, and you hook like this.
Yes. We need to bring back the arm pump, man. I love that idea.
I remember, you know, taking road trips with my parents and just going like this and seeing that driver turn to me and honk that horn, man. It was so, so motivating, you know. So, and to come to find out that there's so much more behind that driver and what he's doing and where he's going and the back end of it. It's logistics, man. And it's so great to grow and learn and develop in that industry.
The way I usually ask this is to say, you know, look, if you're talking to a recent college grad or a recent grad, you know, what advice would you give them? I actually want to go a little bit different direction and ask, what's the one piece of advice or the one thing you wish you would have known coming into the industry?
Yeah. One thing I wish I would have known coming into the industry, and like I said, there's so many jobs and so many things to do in the industry. But one thing I would have known and wished would be to have someone to give me the advice that we're doing here. I wish that I had someone to guide me and educate me on the industry. And right now we have so many resources, this wonderful podcast, you know, internet and different things to do your research. So that's one thing that I wish I would have had going into the industry, which is that advice or that communication from someone in the industry as well.
Okay, that very much makes sense. All right, Zitzi, I'm going to throw you one extra question because, look, it's very early in the new year. We've all done New Year's resolution. What's one thing you're living by this year?
Okay, so I have a quote that I wanted to share. And sure. The quote, I love to live by quotes. I love to find them. But the quote really touched me when you reached out to me or when I reached out to you to do the podcast is, no matter what challenge we face, each person who takes time to teach, listen, or trust the process, the industry, the logistics side, they shape who you are today or who you want to be in the future. So I definitely believe big on that, taking the mentorship, looking at the relationship building and creating room for the next person to grow in the industry.
Thea Parks, thank you so much for being on the show. And to our listeners, thanks for checking us out. We'll be right back.